We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
8 o'clock, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley's behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here tonight. We'll get back in to a discussion here about Jalen Hurts, the only quarterback currently on the Eagles' depth chart. As an offseason of change has begun, it continues, and we chat about it here with Bo Wolf of The Athletic. Bo, how you doing tonight?
Doing all right, as long as you don't count the former Buffalo quarterback who's now a tight end on the Eagles' roster.
Oh, no, I didn't count him. I guess I should revise my my depth chart here. Bo?
Or Greg Ward, come on.
You know what? They have options. Optionality is important, and they're going to need it this offseason. Bo, let's look back, and then we'll look forward here. What did you make of the return for Carson Wentz? You know, we waited forever, and then it finally happened. He's traded to the Colts. What did you make of what they got back for him last Thursday?
I thought it was completely fair, and if not even a little bit more than I thought they would get or should get. I think it's totally reasonable from both perspectives that, this is a quarterback who there are major question marks about what exactly he is right now, how salvageable he is. So it always made sense that the biggest return would be, a conditional 2022 pick. So this way, the Colts are protected if he gets hurt again or if he's as bad as he was last year. And the Eagles get the downside of a second round pick is pretty fair. And then the third round pick this year, I think it makes sense. And if you're the Colts, I get it. If you look at where they are in the draft, they're not going to be able to draft a starting caliber quarterback. And the other quarterbacks on the market, if you're Frank Reich, would you rather roll the dice with Carson Wentz or go out and sign a guy like Cam Newton or Jameis Winston or trade for Sam Darnold? I think it's the right bet to bet on Carson Wentz. And if you're the Eagles, the way they looked at it was, the best outcome for them would have been Carson Wentz coming back and lighting it up and being as good as he was in the past. But if he came back and was anything other than that, if he, lost out the job to Jalen Hurts, if he was as bad as he was last year, if he got injured again, all of a sudden you're now stuck with this albatross of a contract and you're not going to be able to get anything for him. His trade value was going to plummet. So it made sense. Especially, obviously, considering that Carson Wentz presumably did not want to be here. So I think this is what they had to do. That doesn't mean it's necessarily something to celebrate from their vantage point, but I thought the compensation made sense for everybody.
Bo, how about what's next? Because that's become the discussion here on how much they're going to just tear this thing down. So we know DeSean Jackson's going to be gone. Alshon's going to be gone. Those are pretty routine, though. There are some veterans here in this roster that I think in a normal year, we would never discuss the idea of them trading guys away like, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox. But how far do you think they will go and how far do you think they should go to really tear this thing down and rebuild and almost do it all in one offseason?
Well, the problem is that they are so far over the cap right now that a lot of this is going to depend on what the cap number ends up being, because the way that they can save money, the way that they can create cap room, is going to be by doing what got them in this trouble in the first place, and that is extending and restructuring the contracts of some of their veterans, pushing money into future years so that they can create cap room now. So that means, guys like Lane Johnson getting more guaranteed money pushed into future years. It could mean the same thing for Brandon Graham and Fletcher Cox and even Darius Slay. And so some of those guys, they can't even afford to trade, like even if they wanted to, if you wanted to trade Fletcher Cox, you can't do it until after June 1st, because otherwise it becomes a penal situation cap-wise. A guy like Brandon Brooks, are you going to trade him? I doubt it. So what is difficult is that the way that they planned this offseason was to create cap room by restructuring Carson Wentz's deal. So because of that, because they had to eat that, they now have to scramble to extend or restructure some of these older veterans. Now, you mentioned like Malik Jackson's going to be gone with a post-June 1st cap cut. Alshon's going to be gone. Deshaun's obviously already gone. You know, they'll cut like Marquise Goodwin or whoever. But in order to make it under the cap, it's going to be very tight. They're going to have to do the same thing that got them in this trouble in the first place.
Yeah, and they're in trouble for sure. 215, excuse me, Bo Wolf of The Athletic joining us here as we discuss the Eagles this offseason, the trade of Carson Wentz. And now, Bo, the question becomes the sixth pick in the draft and the quarterback market. And look, we know the Eagles and their history, and even just last year, they value the quarterback position. But they have a major decision to make here because they drafted Jalen Hurts last year, and it feels like the fan base, it's not even so much love for Jalen Hurts or belief in Jalen Hurts. Just from what I've gathered, people don't want them to take another quarterback. Doesn't mean they should listen to fans. They should do what they think is right. But how do you view what they have to do here? Because they do have so many holes, and is this the right time to take another quarterback, even if, you know, they're sold or not sold on Jalen versus the other quarterbacks? Where do you view the quarterback discussion at number six?
So I think there's never the wrong time to find the quarterback if you think you can find the quarterback. I mean, it is the most important position in sports, right? You know, that is cliche, but it is true. And it's the only way that you can create a sustainable winning team. And that's why I think that Jalen Hurts right now for the where the Eagles are in their life cycle is a perfect quarterback, because he is good enough that they don't have to force drafting a quarterback at number six. But he is not good enough to prevent the Eagles from drafting a quarterback they like in the first round. So I think what they need to do is sort of obvious. They need to do their due diligence on these four quarterbacks at the top of the draft. I guess, you know, three if you want to lop off Trevor Lawrence. And if they like one of those guys, absolutely they need to pull the trigger. And I would actually, what would surprise me most, I think, is if they sat at six and drafted a quarterback, because that's not the way that they would play things. You know, this is always an organization that's going to be aggressive about quarterbacks, and I don't think they're going to sit there and just hope that the guy they like falls to them. If they do their due diligence and decide that they do want one of these quarterbacks, I think they will move up a couple spots to get them. So that's what would surprise me, is if they sit at six and draft a quarterback. But I think absolutely, you know, you do not get to pick this high often, even if you think that this is going to be a longer-term rebuild. There's no guarantee you're going to be up this high again, or you're going to like the quarterbacks who are available in future years. So absolutely, if there's a quarterback they like, they do that evaluation, Jalen Hurts should not stop them from drafting a quarterback.
So, Bo, I like Jalen Hurts, but I do agree with what you said there, that he's not great enough or a lock enough that would stop them or should stop them from exploring this. Here's my question to you on timing of all this, because I think timing matters, when you're building a team and trying to reset things. The one thing that I keep coming back to that would point towards a quarterback over Hurts would be Jalen Hurts was a second-round pick. They've already used one of his 4 years under contract, which means he has three. A first-round pick in this year's draft comes with 5 years of team control before he has to get expensive. How big of a difference do you think that is when they equate and they try to play out their next contention window, whenever that is, 5 years versus three with this quarterback?
Well, I think what's interesting is that, you know, part of the reason it made sense for the Eagles to move on from Wentz now is that this now allows them to fully hit the reset button next offseason. Next offseason, they will have cap room. They will have more draft picks. So I actually think that having a quarterback on a cheap rookie deal is more important if you have a veteran ready-made roster, because it allows you to carry those guys. And where the Eagles are right now is they're going to be getting rid of those players. They need to, you know, build this team from the bottom up. And so it actually becomes a little bit less important, I think, to have that cheap quarterback. So I think it really does just come down to, do they like Trey Lance or Justin Fields or Zach Wilson enough that they think that person is a better future franchise quarterback than Jalen Hurts.
Last one for you, Bo. How big of a deal it is, do you think, for Carson's career in Indianapolis, which we'll all be watching and seeing how he does out there, that Michael Pittman didn't give him his number? Do you think that's going to cripple him out there, or can he overcome not wearing number 11? What do you think?
I think the bigger deal is that he's no longer going to be having to hear you ribbing him as he drives to his home in New Jersey, tuning into WIP. That's probably the ghost that got in his head. We make all these things, was it these excuses. Was it the drafting of Jalen Hurts? Was it the hit from Jadeveon Clowney? Was it getting benched? I think it was Joe Giglio. You forced his way out of town. You did it.
So you'd rank me above the Foles statue, the Foles thing, Hurts, and Clowney? I'm number one?
I think so.
Wow. You know what? I always assumed I'd be on that list somewhere. But what number one, that might be the greatest compliment you've ever paid me, Bo. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You don't know the power that you have, Joe.
I guess not. I didn't even think he ever listened to me, but I do wish him well in it. Bo, I appreciate you hopping on. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
There he goes. Bo Wolf putting all the blame on me. Is that fair?
Maybe he's still upset about the whole Barry White mix-up last week.
Bo?
Possibly.
Or Carson?
Bo.
I mean, really, like, I'm not to blame for Carson Wentz's downfall here, right? I can't.
I talk to people for 4 hours a night, Joe, that beg to differ.
I read a tweet last week from someone who tweeted, and it wasn't specifically me. It was just like, you know, media and fans in general, the idea that we are the reason that athletes get run out of town. If we're making a list, and we're not going to do this tonight, but if we're making a list of Carson Wentz, the reasons Carson Wentz did not, you know, fulfill his destiny or what we thought he'd be in Philadelphia, I put myself nowhere near the list because I didn't do anything. Just give my opinion on stuff. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. All your phone calls, your thoughts, your reaction on this. I believe Jalen Hurts will be a franchise quarterback in the NFL. Agree, disagree. Do you believe Jalen Hurts will be a franchise quarterback? And we will get to Jalen Hurts or Tucker will fire at me quarterbacks, projected starters for 2021, and I will say Jalen Hurts or that guy. We'll see where I rank Hurts just in this game among all starting quarterbacks, projected starters for 2021. That's coming up, and your calls, 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP. So I want to play a game. Now, we did this, I think it was a little over a year ago. The game was called Carson Wentz or. It was one of my favorite games on the evening show.
Did you ever go home and play it with your family?
I have never. In fact, I don't think I could play it with my family because no one in my family besides me knows who most of these names are.
Well, that's on you.
Well, I have a six-year-old. I think my son would probably know Rodgers, obviously knows Carson's name. I think my son would probably know 8 or 10 of the quarterbacks' names just by osmosis. My daughter, who's 3, would know none of them. My wife, who used to play fantasy football and then did again this year, would maybe know a third, because a lot of young guys she wouldn't know anymore because they just came in the league. So I would say, you know, I could not play Carson Wentz or with my family. I could not play Jalen Hurts or with my family. If I tried, they would just probably ignore me. I can't talk sports at home. Like, no one wants to hear it. And also, I don't really want to because I do it here all night. But anyway, I can play with you guys, and we can do this game. So last year was Carson Wentz or, and I forget where I had Carson ranked, but I mean, people were not happy. I think I had him 9th or 10th in the NFC. In retrospect, too high.
Yeah, originally I think it was somewhere around there, and then we did it again midway through the season, and he was around 19 or 20.
Yeah, and then if we did it again now, he'd be probably lower than that. But let's do it here. So this is Carson. This is Jalen Hurts or, and the premise of this will be Tucker's going to throw names at me that are projected NFL starters for next season. And I'm going to tell you whether I'd rather have Jalen Hurts next season or that guy. And then at the end, we'll figure out how many names and where I ranked him. And I'll tell you where I have Jalen Hurts ranked. All right, Tucker, let's go.
All right, we'll start with Jameis Winston.
Jalen Hurts.
Drew Locke.
Jalen Hurts.
Sam Darnold.
Jalen Hurts.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Jalen Hurts.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
All right, that's the first one I have to think on. I like Garoppolo. His biggest issue now has become his inability to stay healthy. But I'm going to say a healthy Garoppolo I'd rather have next year than Jalen Hurts. So Garoppolo is over him.
All right, this next group is going to be all rookies, basically. So we have Mac Jones.
Hurts.
Trey Lance.
Hurts.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence.
Justin Fields.
Jalen Hurts.
Jared Goff.
Oh, you got me on a tough one. I like Goff. You guys know I like Goff. I like Goff in the way I like Garoppolo. I think he's in a bad situation there in Detroit for next season. I'll go Jalen Hurts over Goff next year.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Jalen Hurts. Easy one.
Daniel Jones.
Jalen Hurts.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Ooh, that's a good one. It feels like they're trying to push him out of Pittsburgh, doesn't it? They're just like, hey, Ben, why don't you retire?
Yeah, they're kind of just sick of him.
Yeah, like they don't want to cut him or trade him because the money issues, but they almost want him to retire. It's almost like telling the old guy at work, like, hey, you know,
hey, aren't you like 66?
You had a good run.
Don't you like golf?
Don't you want to go on vacation more? I will take Jalen Hurts over Ben next season.
Carson Wentz.
Jalen Hurts.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
Derek Carr.
Carr.
Matthew Stafford.
Stafford. We may have reached the point where it's over.
Joe Burrow?
Burrow.
Which, I mean, like, is he going to play this year? I mean, that's a weird one.
It's a significant injury, but I'd rather have Burrow.
Cousins?
Cousins.
Matt Ryan?
Ryan. I think we've reached the end.
Yeah, that's about it.
All right, we got to tally it up.
Somewhere around 21 or 22.
That before the show, you know, we didn't actually play this out, but before the show, we were trying to guess where I would have him. So yeah, I feel like I said Hurts over maybe 10 or 12 or whatever guys. Yeah, so 21 or 22. All right, that fits. That feels right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. So Jalen Hurts or. And I picked him over a bunch of guys, but then
around 21, he picked him over 11 guys.
All right, so 21. So basically, off the top of my head, after four starts, and we're deciding tonight whether we think Jalen Hurts is a franchise quarterback, I'd have him somewhere in the 21-22 range among starters for next season. Let's go to the phone lines here, and Adam is in Atlanta. What's up, Adam?
Well,
Adam, what's up tonight, man?
Not bad. How you doing, bud?
Good, Adam. What's on your mind?
A couple of things. Number one is a question. I want you to answer it because I don't understand the logistics behind it, the logic. So a first-round quarterback gets 5 years versus a second beyond gets 4 years. Wouldn't you want that kind of a reverse?
Yeah, so it's the way – so the CBA that is in now was created, I think, in 2011. I believe Cam Newton was the first quarterback in this CBA, which is the rookie wage scale, and obviously all the young players get paid way less than they used to because those first-round picks used to be – the highest paid player in your team right away. So, yeah, first round picks come with a fifth year option, Adam. That's really what it is. It's not so much a 5 year contract. It's a 4 year contract with an option year, and then everyone else, second round through seventh, do not have the option year, so they are just 4 year contracts.
Just kind of trying to make sure that person works out, basically.
Yes.
Okay. Extend the temp position, I guess.
Yeah, and it gives you. Basically, I think of quarterbacks, like you basically get an extra cheap year. It's almost like the opposite, like the Dak thing. They haven't figured out Dak Prescott's contract, partially because he got to free agency a year earlier than, you know, Goff or Wentz would have.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand. Thank you. Your thing is, living down here in the South, they follow college sports way more than they do pro sports. And at least the station down here in Atlanta, they basically think that, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope they're wrong, but I hope that Hurts is the guy in the future. I don't know if he will be. I don't know if he's going to be a franchise quarterback or not, but I hope he is. But they tend to think that defenses are going to figure him out pretty quickly. So whether he changes his game plan, I'm not sure. Who knows?
You know what? It's interesting, Adam. I've heard that, and obviously the way second halves of games went when he played this year would kind of portend to that, where he was – the Eagles' offense was not as good second half with Jalen Hurts in games as it was the first half. But I just keep coming back to – like, he just keeps improving. Like, when I first watched him play, Adam, in college football, I didn't think he could throw. Like, I just thought he was a running back playing quarterback. And obviously, he improved that to the point where he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. And – you know, second-round pick in the NFL. So obviously teams in the NFL think he's a quarterback, and we'll see what level of quarterback. But I'm just going to keep betting on him. Like, I just think with his athletic ability, if he gets a little bit better as a passer, I think there's a winning quarterback in there.
Right, right. And the last thing I want to mention, if you got time for it, is the craniofacial development.
Yeah, what we were talking about last week, yeah.
Yeah, so I was trying to explain to you, and like a number of callers called in after me, and they didn't quite understand what I was saying. It's interesting that we have all the same genes as other animals, like mice and fish and frogs, and that's why they're used for biomedical studies, because they have the same genes as us. So when I was trying to break it down into a football field, let's say there's a mutation in one gene, and like to say like a certain hot oh, – let's just say that the gene's name is Carson Wentz. And Carson Wentz sucks from the region from the 10-yard line to the 20-yard line. But he's worked with a bunch of other offensive players in that particular spot, and that particular spot makes, let's say, part of the brain. They suck, and that part of the brain's going to suck. Then let's say he sucks from the 30-yard line to the 40-yard line, and they're always switching. When I watch these games, they're always switching out running backs, wide receivers. The same thing with when you develop as an embryo, a gene will be expressed. Well, when I say expressed, I mean to turn into a protein in different parts of the body. And when it's there, it's doing its own job, but it's working with other different proteins. So just like if you see like a house going up, like they're putting the foundation in.
Right.
They're putting the first floor, they're putting the second floor, they're putting the roof. They have different guys that are doing this. So let's say you took one of those roofers and you put them in the basement. All he knows how to do is roof. So he starts like basically kind of stapling tiles into your floor. And that's the same thing here. So the mutation with Carson, let's say he sucks from the 30 to the 40, let's say he sucks from the 60 to the 70. So those are three different regions. It gives you three different parts of, let's say, the developing body, like the eye, the nose, the ear, or whatever. And that's why your son, he had several different things that were happening to him because there was probably a particular gene that was not working well with the other proteins in those other parts. So that's basically what the type of science I'm into. So. And that's basically all I have to say.
Yeah, well, Adam, I appreciate you doing that and doing the research, and I appreciate you calling the show. And it is fascinating how all of that works. And obviously, you know, people like Adam who are, you know, trying to do more research to help people and kids out that that have those issues, it's incredible stuff. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. All your phone calls. I believe Jalen Hurts will be a franchise quarterback in the NFL. Do you? We'll discuss that. And you'll hear from a former NFL player who thinks – you know, with Hurts, if he's the quarterback next year, the Eagles really aren't as far down as some people think. In fact, one guy thinks they're going to be near the top of the division, or at least middle of the pack in the division, because of the advantage at quarterback. We'll let you hear that coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.